News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Our political correspondent is with us to expand on that analysis that he gave during the news bulletin on the vote of no confidence, or as he pointed out, technically now a vote of confidence. Sean, the risk for these kind of things from a political perspective from the opposition is that they tend to draw a line under events and draw them to a sort of an official conclusion. So there's always a way up in whether or not it is politically worthwhile to call a vote of no confidence. Did the opposition get it right?
That's a good question, and you're dead right in that it does tend to be a marker in the sand for the government, and it also tends to bring a government together. And you're already seeing reports this morning where there's a bit of criticism, a bit of argy-bargy between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil over Jim O'Callaghan's handling of this whole thing and when and how he informed Helen McEntee, how those discussions went on. But the one thing I can guarantee is when it gets into the actual nitty-gritty on the floor of the Dáil, the government will unite behind itself and come out fighting and throwing punches. And you can see, you heard the tee-up of it, I think, from Minister James Lawless yesterday saying, well, you know, Sinn Féin were supporting the blockades and haven't been clear about their position and all this sort of stuff. So it's a political calculation that what I was getting out of the news bulletin is hasn't really worked the last 11 times they have tried to do it. The one time you could argue it did work was when Michael Collins brought a motion in Simon Harris that they didn't think was going to, the government was going to pass in 2020, that precipitated a general election. But even then, if you play that through, what do we get out of a general election? We get a government that is stymied and can't actually respond to any fuel crisis or anything else that's happening in Iran. So overall, will it work? No, it's not going to topple the government. The government is going to survive this, but it will keep the heat on them for another day and a bit more pressure, which I think is really all Sinn Féin wants.
Will it drive a wedge between some of the independent support and the main parties in government?
At the moment, the only one who seems to be pulling a little bit away is Danny Healy-Ray, and I think ultimately he will probably vote in line with the government, especially given his brother Michael was one of the people who helped negotiate this deal at the weekend. So you'd imagine a quiet word might have been had there last night after yesterday Danny criticised the deal and sort of suggested that Fianna Fáil maybe should throw Micheál Martin overboard because he wasn't listening to anybody. Other than that, Sean Canney, who is the leader of this group, really has said that everybody else is four square behind it. And not only that, if you look at the likes of Michael Healy-Ray and Noel Grealish, they have been involved in negotiating this deal and being at the talks with different hauliers and farming groups over the last couple of weeks. So following the Fianna Fáil PP yesterday, there was a bit of criticism of Jim O'Callaghan, a bit of criticism of Micheál Martin. No sign of anyone going overboard. So barring something out of the blue, it looks as though the government is pretty well united, even though it will be uncomfortable for quite a lot of them because there's going to be the protest outside of the Dáil today. There will be a lot of criticism that, in fact, many backbenchers will think may well be justified, but they'll still come out and toe the government line.
Well, whatever about the unity in the face of the motion, what about the disunity behind closed doors? Because a lot of analysis suggests there's a lot of resentment about how this was handled.
Yeah, there is, and in different forms. So one that was expressed at the Fianna Fáil meeting yesterday was that there was no back channel talks whatsoever with the protesters from the likes of Micheál Martin, that he left it to others and maybe left it to the likes of the farming groups and the IRHA to go and actually talk to the protesters. And they feel if he'd actually just sat down with them earlier on in the week, it wouldn't have escalated. And then even more consternation over ultimately how the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, handled all of this with his statement last Thursday morning that really got up the back. That basically the army was going to be brought in that was going to break these protests. It was the subtext to it. That obviously just emboldened them and didn't end up happening. In the end, the Gardaí were able to handle on his own. That Helen McEntee wasn't informed of that until basically Jim O'Callaghan was making it public. But again, Fianna Fáil pushing back on that this morning, saying he was speaking with the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste the night before. And if it was such a big deal, why did the Tánaiste, as Fine Gael leader, not pass that on to his deputy leader? So there is definitely a bit of animosity and passing back and forth. But the flip side of that, and what government would say, especially to the criticism about the back-channelling and not dealing directly with these protesters, is that you have the likes of SIPTU and other unions coming out this morning saying, we've taken note of what you did. You found $500 million down the back of the couch for the very militant protesters. Why would we do things the normal and quote-unquote the good and right way when we're looking for pay later on in the year, and we now expect you to open that purse further? So the already $750 billion that's just, or million rather, that's just been spent on this particular crisis has cracked the budget wide open when it comes to either income tax cuts that the public might get or deals that teachers and other unions might get later in the year. And Pandora's economic box, I suppose, is well and truly open on the government.
And you can see from a union perspective how it is a logical inference to draw.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, if you were in their views and if they were representing you as a union, you'd expect them to do that, wouldn't you? That if this 5 billion surplus that the government had for a year is now 20% or almost 20% spent, that still leaves 80% for giving out. And the coalition will say, look, it's money you have to find every year when it comes to giving pay rises. And these are only temporary measures not to be factored into year on year budget. But look, they've opened the door on that and it's absolutely going to be a discussion. The flip side of that again, then for the government is look at what's happening in Iran at the moment. There is absolutely no certainty that that 5.1 billion that was forecast as a surplus for this year is going to materialise if the economy, the world economy, takes a downturn. So, all sorts of headaches opened on different fronts for Simon Harris from this 1 week of protests.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Defoe, News Talk political correspondent. And a little bit later in the show, we'll be hearing from both Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland and TD for Cork South West, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, getting the opposing views on that confidence and no confidence motion. We'll also be getting further analysis of the recriminations that seem to be rife following the government's handling of the protests last week.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.